Still to come on Morning Ireland, with a shake-up in store at Irish Water, we'll be asking management consultant Eddie Molloy how he would tackle the beleaguered company. Also, the Democratic Unionist Party calls for an inquiry into how the IRA handled sex abuse allegations. An Irish nun talks to us about her work in an Ebola-hit area of Sierra Leone. And West Cork communities come together to raise funds for emergency care.
It's 8 o'clock on Tuesday, the 21st of October. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 and RTE News Now with Rachel English and Gavin Jennings.
In the headlines this morning, weather warnings for high winds remain in place for much of the country. Water charges and management of Irish Water are expected to be raised at the Cabinet meeting this morning and by Fianna Fáil in the Dáil this evening. And a pioneering transplant procedure conducted in Poland has allowed a man who was paralysed from the neck down to walk again. Brian Jennings has the news in detail.
High winds are forecast for much of the country until the early afternoon. Met Éireann has issued two alerts, the most serious one for counties Donegal, Leitrim, Mayo and Sligo. A less serious weather warning is in force for Leinster, Munster and counties Cavan, Monaghan, Galway and Roscommon. Motorists are being advised that they may come across fallen trees or debris on the roads this morning. Lisa McKelvey reports.
Strong to gale force winds swept across the country overnight as the tail end of Hurricane Gonzalo brought gusts of up to 120 kilometres an hour to some exposed areas. Some ferry services today have been cancelled and intending passengers are advised to check with their travel company for information. Aer Lingus has said authorities at London's Heathrow Airport have requested all airlines reduce their flight schedules today due to strong winds. As a result, two round trips between Dublin and Heathrow have been cancelled. Aer Lingus customers have been informed of the changes. Winds are forecast to calm down by this evening and should give way to some dry and sunny weather.
The Cabinet will discuss Irish Water at its meeting this morning. Several ministers have expressed concern at how the utility is being managed. Our political correspondent, Martina Fitzgerald.
Last Sunday, Simon Harris was the first Fine Gael minister to raise concerns about the management and board of Irish Water on the back of reports that an overhaul of the company was being planned. Since then, several ministers have expressed their concerns. The Minister for Education, Jan O'Sullivan, said yesterday that she and her ministerial colleagues had a lot of questions for the company and a lot of questions about how people were paid, a reference to the company's performance-related payments due to be paid next year. Michael Noonan said the controversy surrounding the new body would be sorted out in the short term, but he would not comment on whether senior management would be changed, increasing speculation that there may be changes. However, several members of the opposition said senior management should not be scapegoated. Separately, water charges are set to be discussed by the Joint Oireachtas Committee on the Environment later today. The chairman of the Commission for Energy Regulation will face questions on the level of charges that have been agreed.
In the Dáil, Fianna Fáil will table a private member's motion on water charges this evening. On this programme, the party's spokesman on the environment, Barry Cowan, said the government should confront its own policy and strategy failures instead of attempting to scapegoat senior management in Irish Water. And he suggested that the payment of water charges should be delayed.
I do believe they should be suspended until such time as the Dáil and the majority and the vast majority of the Dáil can be sure and certain of the Irish Water model being the one to use going forward and to address those deficiencies.
The South African athlete Oscar Pistorius is due to be sentenced today after he was convicted of culpable homicide for killing his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. He was acquitted of murder. The prosecution has demanded that he be given a lengthy prison sentence. The defence is pleading for leniency. Natasha Tay, a journalist in Pretoria, outlined the submissions that have been made to the court.
The prosecution wants 15 years, 5 years suspended, as often happens here. They say that's the least that society will accept for such a serious crime. However, the defence is saying that Oscar Pistorius has already suffered a huge amount throughout this period, and as a double amputee, prison would completely break him. So they're saying that he should be getting house arrest and community service.
A paralysed man has become the first in the world to walk again as a result of a revolutionary procedure which involves transplanting cells from another part of his body to his severed spinal cord. The treatment was carried out by surgeons in Poland, working in collaboration with scientists in London. The 38-year-old patient, Darek Fijeka, was paralysed from the neck down in a knife attack 4 years ago. He can now walk again using a frame for support and has some feeling in his lower body. The operation involved a transplant of cells from his nose. Nerve fibres there are capable of regeneration because they are constantly exposed to pollution. Professor Jeffrey Raisman, whose team at the Institute of Neurology, University College London, discovered the technique, said the success of the operation marked a breakthrough in medical science.
What we've done is established a principle, that is, nerve fibres can grow back and restore function, provided we give them a bridge. I believe this is the moment when paralysis can be reversed.
Ireland has been named as one of the best countries to visit by Lonely Planet, the publisher of the most travelled guidebooks in the world. In his 2015 yearbook, citing the most attractive destinations, Ireland is placed fifth. The guide describes the cosmopolitan, contemporary Irish as just as friendly and welcoming as their forebears were known to be. Singapore was deemed to be the most attractive travel destination by Lonely Planet. Now the time is coming up to 7 minutes past 8.